Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Clubhouse Movies Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba, for Mr. Abel Panetta. And hey, guess what? Guess what time of year it is?
It is Halloween time.
Halloween is this Sunday. You should be hearing this on Friday. Yeah. So happy Halloween, everyone. We'll have a special Halloween episode for you coming up there.
Yeah.
And remember to like, share, subscribe.
And hit that notification bell. That way, you know, you get alerted when we drop things.
We're going to put a guillotine there next time. So yeah. Or a bear trap, you know, so we can take care of you there. But anyway, like I said, happy Halloween, everybody. We have our set adorned with a Halloween-esque.
We actually have working dry ice. This is not a fog machine. That is danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Yeah, don't eat it. Yeah. Really bad for you. But anyway, we'll start off with a little bit of spooky news. Ooh. I have alluded before that you can go to the American Horror Story House and the Michael Myers House.
Yes, you have.
But I just realized you can actually go to the Nightmare on Elm Street House, just sold in L.A. for $3.25 million.
That was in L.A.?
Yeah, right?
What?
I mean, drive by and like wave at and like, take a selfie.
Like, no thanks.
Don't go inside.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a real place that you can say hi to.
Oh, man, that's a lot cooler news than I had.
Yeah, well, what you got?
Well, I have one that is very unfortunate, and it actually broke last week after we wrapped up filming. It was Alec Baldwin accidentally discharges a weapon on set, killing one and injuring another.
Yeah, no fun.
Yeah, and that was the director of DP, may she rest in peace. And then we have the director of the movie, Rust, they were working on. He actually got injured by a fragment that shot him through his collarbone.
Really?
Oof. Yeah.
Well, just remember, there are four primary rules to firearm safety. Number one, watch that muzzle. Keep it pointing in a safe direction at all times.
All times.
All times. Treat every firearm with respect and assume it is loaded. Be sure of the target, what is in front and beyond it. Because remember, it's like a...
Yeah, it goes through. There's a thing called collateral damage.
Always keep your finger outside the trigger guard until ready to shoot. Remember, we were talking about Halloween kills?
Yeah.
And that woman like shot herself in the head by accident?
Yeah, never float on the trigger.
Yeah, bad
always
news.
Always float on the... the little trigger guard there.
So the DP, she seemed like she had a good career ahead of her. So
Man, she was only like in her early 40s too. It's like, oof.
Plus the director of photography, I think, is the hardest job on the set.
It is so difficult. It is so dynamic.
The director manages the people, but the DP manages the shot.
Yeah, everything you see, she was responsible for, and is responsible for. I mean, that's what happens. It's like, it's rough, man.
So she will be missed.
She will
what
be
was
missed.
Her name? Look her up.
Let me look that up. Halina Hutchins.
Halina Hutchins, you will be missed. Probably one of the greats.
Yeah.
And then just to tag on that, Nicolas Cage had apparently had an issue with the armorer on an earlier set, saying that she had fired a gun too close to him or something.
Yeah, so the armorer of Rust.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? I found out
there's another project, I'm sorry, Nicolas Cage earlier.
So apparently she fired a shot, not telling anyone. I think that was it, and he stormed off set. But apparently her dad is this famous armorer that everyone hires. And I guess she just doesn't have her dad's grit, man.
I don't know, man. Hire a veteran. Yeah. Hire a bomb squad guy.
Yeah, seriously. Someone who's dealt with actual things that hurt.
Veterans, you know, give them a job on the set.
Yeah, why not?
Be
safe.
So once Nicolas Cage warns you about somebody, you know, take a note.
Yeah, please.
Come on, man.
He's in a lot of movies, man.
Freaking shooting stuff. Anyway, where were we?
So, guess I have another bit of news. Yeah. Not as dark or anything, it's just a little funny. Courtney Cox says she is willing to fight for her friend's apartment. And this was actually just a plug. They were doing like a little stunt to get ready for Scream.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so hey, why not? Why not tie it in? I like Friends. I like Scream. Grew up watching both of those things.
I never liked Friends for some reason.
Yeah, you know. I did the hand gesture. If you guys know that, it's the hand gesture.
Well, anyway, another Star Wars news. Did you hear Hayden Christensen will be Anakin Skywalker in the Ahsoka show?
I did. I am super stoked. I'm very curious to see how this pans out, how it works.
Are they going to be near sand?
To tag on that news, I guess it's another Disney Plus thing we're talking about here, is apparently Disney Plus is working on a Magneto show. Really curious to see how that's a Magneto show.
I'll have to fact check that one.
This is right here from Giant Freaking Robot.
Those guys again.
Those guys. And it says they actually reported, it says, as Geekosity reported, apparently they attained inside information. And so far their track record is pretty good for our show. So I will go with them and say this is actually going to happen.
Yeah, we when we run these, I have the actual articles usually up on the YouTube version, so you can check those out.
You'll hear the page tear in our podcast form.
If you hear this sound, there's actually a visual associated with that on the YouTube version, so you can check that out. And we report as reported. So take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got another bit of melancholy news.
Yeah, let's see.
Vin Diesel walked Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow, down the aisle at her wedding.
That is awesome.
I don't know if you saw the picture, but like...
I didn't. I'm a huge fan of Paul Walker and stuff. I could not bring myself to look at it. I'm like, oh no.
I was thinking, shouldn't he wear like jeans and like a tank top?
He totally should have.
But no, he wore a blue Toretto suit. So that's nice.
That's cool.
They were actually friends in real life.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. So... Another bit of news, nothing sad or anything. This is reported by IGN.com. We have Brendan Fraser, who's cast as a villain in the Batgirl movie. Oh, he actually plays the villain Firefly.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he's still not...
You have those no sudden move pounds?
Man, I hope he loses that, because that is just not healthy.
We'll see. All you people who saw Dune over the weekend,
Dune Part 2
has officially been greenlit and will be released 2023.
Shut up and take my money!
Yeah, so
I can't wait to watch that damn thing.
You can see our review on Dune coming soon.
Yeah.
It's already in the can, ready to be ready to fly into your face balls.
Yeah, and speaking of sequels or things I'm assuming are going to be sequels or carry on of a story... apparently, a Quiet Place game is in development. Now, I don't know if this game is going to take place during the thing, after, before, but who knows? Hey, if you like A Quiet Place, there's a video game out there for you.
I saw these little creepy guys behind us, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, I see them in the video. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. So for you guys listening, guys and gals, our set is adorned with spookiness because it is Halloween.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Check it out. We spent time decorating this for you guys.
And also another scary news, Transformers Rise of the Beast has wrapped filming.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Dude, I felt like that movie news came out randomly and would just drop off the face of the earth. I forgot they were even making that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be part of the whole like universe. It's directed by Stephen Coppel Jr.
Okay.
I believe he made Creed 2.
Okay.
So we'll see how that is. No more Bayhem, I guess.
No more Bayhem.
But I'm sure his name is
still going to be Bayhem.
Yeah, it's still they were still
going to say consultant.
Still will be Bayhem.
Okay, so speaking of directors, this just this cool little anecdotal story here. We have apparently Chris Hemsworth and Taika Waititi are actual friends, and it looks like they actually hid this from Marvel when they were looking for a director for that Ragnarok Thor movie.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm glad Taika Waititi got in on the Star Wars / Marvel game.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marvel news, Bill Murray hints at his appearance in Marvel's Ant-Man and the Quantum Mania.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So
I'm so curious to see this.
That's what everybody says, because he said he worked with the director. And everyone's like, wait, the director only made like Ant-Man Quantumania. Is he in a Marvel movie?
Whoa.
So that's the biggest like rumor.
That's nuts.
So we'll find out. They also released a Quantumania logo. It's like all crazy and circly. So we'll see. Bill Murray and King the Conqueror.
Ooh, man. I got another bit of news here. And this is...
It's pumpkin beer. It's making me funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Funny beer. Funny beer. But we do have... Speaking of funny and weird, I guess not funny... So for Dune, you guys know the villain. If you haven't seen it, we have a review coming out. Watch it. The villain was Baron... what the heck was this guy's name?
Vladimir Arkonin.
Vladimir Arkonin, a.k.a. the Baron. He was played by Stellan Skarsgård. And apparently Stellan Skarsgård says he wanted more nude scenes in this movie for his character. Woof. So if you want, yeah, man. So what the hell? So if you watch this movie, man, you're just like, oh no. Like, please God, no.
Yeah, well, they have a sequel to go through. And plus, he's supposed to have all kinds of diseases collected on his body.
Yeah, he floats.
Well, let me show you my genital herpes.
He's like, this is my left arm, and this is my right arm.
But anyway, in some other Marvel news, there have been two more classic villains confirmed for Spider-Man. Oh. No Way Home. Do you know
who they are? I do not. I have not looked this up.
The Lizard from the Amazing Spider-Man movies will return.
Is it going to be Paul Giamatti? I'm just kidding.
No, but it will be Riz Ahrens. I actually didn't see these ones.
Who is that?
He was the Lizard in the Andrew Garfield movies.
Really?
He's coming back. Okay. You know who's coming back?
All right.
Who? Is Thomas Hayden Church's Sandman.
No way.
He's back. That means we might see, Topher Grace?
Topher Grace as Venom. Venom.
But like that makes six now because we have Doc Ock.
Yep.
And then we have the Green Goblin.
Yeah, the Green Goblin.
Because we heard his voice. Like, yeah. It clearly sounded like William Dafoe. And then we have these two guys.
Yeah, so those two.
Those two. And then we also have...
Andrew Molina. Oh, you said Doc Ock.
Doc Ock, yeah. We also have Electro.
Yep, Electro.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we think Venom is going to be back.
Yeah.
Because they apparently alluded to it at the end of...
Yeah,
because
this takes place in like a multiverse, we're assuming now.
Because Venom acknowledged Spider-Man in the last movie. So
he's like, I don't like this guy.
Oh, he looks tasty.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of theories and more things... Just kidding. Just using a play on words here. So, Big Bang Theory's Kaley Cuoco. Yes, she is still associated with that show, even though it's been gone for quite some time. Apparently, she is going to join Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Boom, boom, boom. Did you watch that? Did you see that? It's pretty good. You're a COVID hoarder.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was terrible.
No, Larry. Oh, will he ever learn?
Let's see.
I got a couple more. So South Park next month in November will release a COVID special.
Of course,
another COVID special on Paramount Plus.
Okay,
to be followed in early 2022 with a brand new season.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
So South Park will have its hot take.
Let's see. I got one last bit of news. I hope you have something that's gonna lift us up because I got a bit of a bummer here. Speaking of Friends. The guy who played Gunther on Friends, James Michael Tyler, he just passed away at the age of 59.
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't sure who he was, but he will be missed.
He played a barista. Apparently, from what I read, he was an actual barista that got hired to play a barista in a show. So,
hey. All right. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
So Idris Elba is going to play Knuckles in the Sonic movie. And he has assured everyone the Knuckles will not be sexy.
Okay.
Because apparently Idris Elba's voice is like rated the sexiest or something.
What the heck?
So.
That came out of nowhere.
Well, it's news. Everyone's talking about it. All right. Now pick a number between either 1 or 3.
1.
So we know that there are new Halloween movies coming out. Halloween Ends will be the next one.
Halloween. Right?
So check out our review on Halloween Kills. Halloween Ends is, I think they're still going to film it. They haven't filmed it yet. Mm-hmm. And the two characters, or two actors, I should say, from the Rob Zombieverse of the Halloween movies want to return. They are Scout Taylor Compton. She played Laurie Strode in the Zombieverse. And also Danielle Harris wants to return. The funny thing about Danielle Harris is that she actually already crossed universes.
Okay.
She played Laurie Strode's daughter, Jamie Lloyd, in the 80s sequels.
Oh.
And she was a little girl. Then she played a teenage Brackett. Forget the first name, but Brackett.
Yeah.
She played the teenage version in the Rob Zombie verse. So she she would actually be in three universes if she goes back into this one. So I'm actually kind of hyped on that. And we haven't seen a lot of Taylor Compton Scout Taylor Compton or Daniel Harris since then. So it'd be nice to see them. They did pretty well because Rob Zombie, makes his character, he makes his actors do them. We should do an episode about a Rob Zombie movie around Halloween.
Oh, man, sure we should.
Yeah. Anyway, just a thought. And then I got one last.
Yeah.
Last bit of. Do you ever see The Raid? Everyone's talking about The Raid.
The Raid?
Yeah.
Why does it sound familiar?
It's a TV show or it's a movie that everybody saw or something.
No, I don't think I saw it. Sounds really familiar, but I can't place it.
But Raid star Iko Uwais is going to be the villain of Expendables 4.
Oh.
So
I can't wait for Expendables 4 now.
I know, right?
Let's make it happen, man.
It's happening.
It's going to be fun.
Megan Fox is in it.
Yeah. Bust through a wall like Stallone did?
Yeah, there will be a scene with Megan Fox and Dolph Lundgren.
Whoop.
Still no news about
what the scene entails.
Yeah. I got a gun here for you. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's it for movie news. Just remember to like, share, subscribe.
And hit that notification bell so you can be alerted when we drop new episodes, new podcasts. They all come out on YouTube and podcast form.
Yes, the YouTube one may lag a little, but the podcast one pretty much releases regularly as soon as the wave is compressed.
Yeah,
it is out. And I just want to thank all of our listeners out there. We've noticed it is growing.
Yeah, we see you guys, and we love that you see us. We really hope you keep the patronage going. And I mean, who knows? Maybe someday soon we'll launch a page where you guys can help us grow.
Yeah, man. So yeah, we appreciate you. We hope you appreciate us. Let us know if you have any questions, comments, or things you would like us to cover.
Yeah, because we do reply to these things. Just write stuff.
Yeah, we totally do the colon, what do you call it? Parentheses open.
Yeah. Open. I mean, review us too, please. I mean, review us on.
Hopefully good reviews. Remember, good all, reviews fives.
All fives. All fives. All podcasts. Write something cool in there.
Even if you hate us, give us 5 stars and say we hated you.
Yeah.
Because that'd be ironic.
Yeah. And if you're on YouTube and you dislike the episode, just click that dislike button twice. Be great. So
yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like saying double negative when you do that.
Exactly.
Because everyone knows a double negative equals a super negative.
There we go.
Anyway.
So keep it up.
I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba, for Mr. Abel Panetta. We will catch you next time. And remember, check out our special Halloween episode coming on Halloween. And let me give you a clue as to the movie we'll be covering. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Anyway, catch you. If you see that on YouTube, you totally saw that. If not, I'm sorry. But remember, take your fried chicken and gasoline back home with you. Anyway, next time.